You know why we have star in our Christmas tree? It is because of this celebration today that the Lord revealed himself through a star to the Magi. And also the symbolism of our Christmas tree, of course, is the green, evergreen, meaning eternity also. And the stars there are that symbolizing Jesus as the light of the world. And the small stars, it represents each one of us who should be also a star, guiding light to other people who do not know yet Jesus Christ. And it's like in this world, it's so dark because of many bad things. But as we know, when the night is in the darkest, the stars also brightest. So that's our challenge, to continue to light with the light of Jesus as we unite with him. The Greek word for epiphany, epiphania, which means appearance or manifestation, is used to describe Jesus' first appearance to the Gentiles. Originally, the word epiphany referred to the visit of a king to the people of his provinces. In the context of Christianity, epiphany refers to God's self-revelation as well as to the revelation of Jesus as his son. The feast of Epiphany, having originated in the East in the late 2nd century, is an older celebration than the feast of Christmas. The feast commemorates the coming of the Magi as the occasion for the first manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles in the Western Church. In the Eastern Church, the feast also commemorates the baptism of Christ. The angels revealed Jesus to the shepherds, and the star revealed him to the Magi, who already received hints of him from Jewish scriptures. Some 30 years later, God the Father revealed Jesus' identity to Israel at his baptism in Jordan. That's why when we pray the sacred mystery of the mystery of light, it's not just, is it sacred mystery? The first is baptism, yeah, baptism, the first mystery, baptism of the Lord. And then, yeah, the second is the wedding at Cana. Yeah. In the synagogue at Nazareth, Jesus revealed himself as the promised Messiah. Finally, Jesus revealed himself as a miracle worker at the wedding at Cana, revealing his divinity. So that's why I was trying to say the secret mystery of luminous mystery is the self-manifestation of Jesus Christ during the wedding feast at Cana, wherein he turned water into wine. And because of this public miracle, many started to believe in him. Now that Jesus is born as one of us, anyone who is wise can follow the light of faith, represented by the star, and find salvation in this child who became man. The ancient prophecy of Isaiah is now fulfilled. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. Nations shall walk by your light, and the kings by your shining radiance. All from Sheba shall come bearing gold, frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The great procession of the nations to the feet of Jesus, which began with the Magi, continues to this day. Today we rejoice in the universality of the church. People of every nation and race are discovering that Jesus is the Savior of the world. The Catholic Church, like the star, pointing all peoples to Christ. This evangelistic mission of the Church will continue until the end of time, when the heavenly Jerusalem will shine with the light of Christ, the Lamb of God. Revelation chapter 21 says, "The city had no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gave it light. Its lamp was the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and to it the kings of the earth will bring their treasure." In contrast to Magi, whom we traditionally refer as the three kings, stands another king, one who is not a wise man, King Herod. Instead of rejoicing at the news of the newborn king and paying him homage, he was greatly disturbed, feeling that this child is a rival and has come to take away his earthly kingdom, when in fact Jesus has come to give him a share in a much greater kingdom, that is, the kingdom of God. Followers of Herod are still around even today. They will kill children to protect their possessions, prestige, power, and pleasure. About 1.6 million babies are murdered in the womb in this country. Enough of this evil deed, enough of this deception, enough of this darkness. Let Christ our light shine amidst this darkness. Let Christ the truth stop this deception and allow him to truly set us free. Let's allow Jesus Christ be our light that we may experience true freedom. Abortion is the number one destroyer of peace, as Mother Teresa would say. This feast today presents us a challenge. Will we respond to Christ like the Magi or like Herod? Will we seek him out in order to fall prostrate before him or in order to destroy him? Will we worship him every Sunday, serving him in the poor, or just ignore him and continue to serve our selfish selves? Selfishness always leads us to emptiness. God made our hearts for love. Only when we love others that we will be truly happy. One way to evaluate the true response of our hearts is to identify our treasures and see what we really do with them. The gold, frankincense, and myrrh can be taken to symbolize our possessions, our hopes, and our sacrifices, respectively. Our gold can be used selfishly or generously. What we give to those in need, we actually lay at the feet of Christ, since Jesus tells us that whatever we do to his least brethren, we do to him. Matthew 25, verse 40. We burn our frankincense before the altar of God, or the altars of the false gods of this world: power, pleasure, prestige. We need to consider how much time we spend for our physical health compared to our spiritual health and growth, and how much we worry about our life here on earth rather than seeking to improve our knowledge of God, our personal relationship with Jesus. Our mirror, that is, our sacrifices or sufferings, should not result in bitterness of heart, but rather in the joy of sharing the cross of Christ for the salvation of souls. Sufferings are our reminder that we are mortal, we are in need of God, and that we are in the pilgrimage in this world and are destined for God's kingdom. As we receive Holy Communion today, like the Magi, may we be transformed by our encounter with our Lord. May our finding the child with Mary, his mother, result in our traveling through life by a different route, the way of faith, that is, of total trust in God's love and mercy, truly walking by faith and not by sight. May Mary Immaculate, the Mother of Jesus Christ, help us to be light to others, guiding them to encounter her Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.